This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for this first hour. I hope everybody had a great Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you decide to celebrate over this time of the year, and are looking forward to the new year, kicking it off mid-next week. In this weekend show, what I'm going to do is look at a best-of scenario here, where we look back into 2019, some of the better stories that we have followed, some of the more important events and news events that have driven markets, while always looking ahead to 2020 with a general outlook on what our guests think will work in terms of investment strategies. I'm kicking off the show with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Now, Jesse, 2019 recap. You and I were chatting off mic, and you said, I think the biggest story of 2019 was the Fed turnaround. Take us through exactly what happened in your eyes and why this was so crucial.
Well, we had the big fourth quarter sell-off last year, and that was really in reaction to rates rising pretty dramatically. A hawkish Fed trying to normalize monetary policy, and clearly there are just a ton of companies out there that can't handle normal interest rates. I think there was an article John Authors put out this week for Bloomberg where he shows, I think, 40% of the S&P 500 has essentially negative tangible book value. And so there's just a ton of companies out there that are zombies in terms of earnings or assets, and they're only able to exist on super low interest rates. So I think the Fed last year, there clearly was a massive 180-degree turnaround from a Fed that was set on tightening. You had, Jay Powell, I think we were 2.5%, Fed funds rate. He said, we're nowhere near normal. Where's normal? 3.5%, something like that. And was clearly set to raise interest rates and continue shrinking the balance sheet. And the market sold off hard, and the Fed completely reversed course and lowered interest rates three times this year and started printing a ton of money again here in the late third and into the fourth quarter. So, to me, that was a massive shift, and I think that's responsible for a lot of the psychology that we see in the market today.
So in terms of the shift, yes, we had the whole interest rate perspective and then also that repo market. Do you subscribe to the theory that the Fed is just going to eventually continue to push rates lower? Their next move will be lower. And is there any potential that in the U.S. we actually get to zero or negative interest rates?
I think so. One of the things that really freaked out the Fed was they don't want to have to get to zero or negative. I think Jay Powell and company are absolutely terrified of what they call the zero lower bound, where monetary policy we've seen in Europe, right, they go negative, and it really doesn't help the economy at all. Now there are a lot of countries, Sweden has, gone back to 0% interest rates, finding that negative interest rates, there's maybe at least as many negatives as positives. And, it's just not a good place to be. So I think Jay Powell and the other, Fed heads decided we don't want to have to get anywhere near zero again. We'd rather err on the side of inflation, and I think that's what they're doing right now. I mean, to be with the S&P 500 at records, and we have median CPI at its highest level in 15 years, for them to be cutting interest rates and printing hundreds of billions of dollars, what they call not quantitative easing, is clearly them trying to stimulate inflation. So I don't think they're going to allow us to get back to zero again. They could cut another couple of times, but I think we're seeing inflation Inflation's already, you know, at cycle highs right now, and could break out with what's going on with this repo stuff. And what I think is really going on in repo is, you know, there were a ton of hedge funds that decided we can buy treasury bills, 3-month treasury bills, fund it through the repo market and make the spread just like a bank would. You know, we're going to go out a little bit out the curve, and we're going to, you know, essentially buy treasuries that are yielding 1.6. We'll borrow 1.5 or what have you, and we'll make the spread. And they can do this in a massive way, and the Fed is forced to fund it. So I think that's, you know, partly why the Fed is trapped right here, because if the repo spike up, you're going to have a lot of these leveraged trades are going to blow up, kind of possibly similar to long-term capital management. And so I think that's why the Fed has to keep repo under wraps. But essentially now the Fed is financing the federal government, which is modern monetary theory. We're at MMT right now. And once people start figuring this out, you know, I've talked about this for the last couple of years, the dollar is really going to tank. But now that it's actually happening, if we get through year end and the you know, the Fed is still funding essentially the federal government through the repo market, the dollar is going to have to, you know, get crushed.
Which at the end of the year, we have been seeing a general rollover in the dollar. So it will be interesting to see. One term that really was prevalent again this year is the Fed did switch courses, that whole Fed has your back or the Fed put when it comes to the broad averages. However, with how much money there was, we also saw the safe havens break out. Recap this scenario throughout the year where risk on worked, but so did risk off.
Yeah, it was a real interesting market. Actually, you know, over the past couple of years, we've seen the momentum trade start to lag and value start to do really well. So if we look, you know, over like a 2-year period, you know, you start to see some of these FANG stocks have really gone nowhere for the last, since the middle of 18, so 18 months or so. And we've started to see some you know, signs of life in value. I look at a ratio of, you know, value to momentum or value to anything else. And value's been in a serious downtrend for literally 12, 13 years now. And, you know, this short-term downtrend is starting to reverse. And that's also one of the signs that you see, usually in a bear market is value starts to outperform. And so that could be another sign that we're near a top, along with sentiment and some other things. But yeah, it was an interesting market this year, where, you know, a lot of the stocks that did well were more of these kind of highly leveraged companies. And it's interest rate sensitive, right? So you have a lot of corporate zombies out there, like I was speaking to before, that can't handle higher rates. We've seen, you know, treasuries do super well because interest rates have come down this year, and that's benefited a lot of these more highly leveraged companies, you know, that are more likely to survive in lower interest rates, and so the stocks rebound.
Now, can you take us through some of the standout investments that you made in 2019, probably tying into that whole value strategy?
Yeah, there was a couple. I talked publicly about Bed Bath & Beyond when I liked that over the summer. It was just under $10 a share. And it was essentially trading at, less than, it was a Ben Graham almost net stock where they had $1 billion in cash on the balance sheet and the stock had $1 billion market cap. They had $1 billion buyback authorization at the time, so they were literally had the ability to take the company private essentially on their own without any debt or anything. It was a very low risk type of trade in a very hated sector. Retail's been one of the underperforming sectors over the last few years, but especially this year. And so that stock was one that, you know, is up 100% since the summer.
All right, Jesse, unfortunately, we need to wrap it up here for the radio, but you and I are going to continue our discussion, reaching into a few other markets. Everybody who's listening on the radio, please visit our website, kereport.com, and you can find the full version of Jesse and I's conversation. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Joe Mazumdar.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to switch our focus a little bit more to the resource sector with Joe Mazumdar, editor over at Exploration Insights. Now, just as a note, Joe is on a little trip with his family, so if you hear any background noise, you know what? That's just some kids running around in the background. I have the same problem on my end, too, Joe, but Either way, since we are at the end of the year, 2019, I want to kind of carry on the theme of this show, and that is looking at kind of the best of when it comes to 2019 and the best of for the resource sector. First, starting off with the gold market. We're going to focus a lot on the gold market here because gold finally broke out this year and it drew in at least some new generalist investors that really were ignoring the sector for quite a while. But when it comes to the actual news around stocks, there were some pretty, I think, important trends that started to develop. First, let's focus on the consolidation of mid-tiers and even majors throughout this year. It's the M&A that people get excited about, quite frankly, because we had no M&A or very muted M&A in the sector for probably 6-7 years, to be honest with you. Take us through this development in 2019 for the gold sector.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me. So in the sector, if we just stick to gold, I mean, at the beginning of last year, we were dealing with all the mega mergers and the consolidation, with the new Monsa Gold Corps, even Pan American, trying to make themselves larger. And the theme, the underlying rationale for that was higher market cap, more liquidity, managing debt, lowering G&A, generating free cash flow, stabilizing dividends to attract other investors, a different investor class. That investor class is seeking those sort of stable dividends and everything like that. And so that mega merger sort of path, I think, has run itself out. And now what we're seeing is consolidation or growth that the majors can't offer happening with the mid-tiers because, they have smaller production bases. So their ability to show growth is technically easier, like a 5, 10, 15% increase in production or reserves, much harder for somebody with 70 million ounces of reserves and a 5 million ounce production profile. So right now we're seeing the mid-tiers acquire assets, and so over, since just the middle of November, we've seen about $7.5 billion worth of M&A transactions, in the gold sector. Gold assets, 7 gold assets that contained about 38 million ounces of reserves, and they were in Australia, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, and West Africa. And the way they changed hands was basically we had majors divesting like Newmont and Barrick. Both of them sold their halves of the Kalgoorlie Consolidated Gold Mine Super Pit in Western Australia to Australians, Northern Star, and I believe it's Saracen. But on the other side, we're also seeing single asset companies being purchased, developing companies like Continental Gold for their Buriticá high-grade underground project. The Chinese are still in the picture with respect to acquiring assets in the gold sector. And also with the theme of consolidation in the mid-tiers, we saw Equinox Gold buy Lea Gold for basically mostly their Los Filos open pit gold project in Mexico. And so again, now you're seeing on the mid-tier side the idea to raise their own capital profile and attract different investors as well and potentially get to that point that they could issue stable dividends and attract more investors in their sector, the quote-unquote generalists. Because we're seeing, like when I was in New York, we're seeing a lot of family funds even in the States becoming more attracted to the gold sector. We've seen obviously a lot of run on the institutional equity, but I think there's family offices that are looking to invest money in the gold sector. That might be something that these companies can attract as well.
So, Joe, this can all, in a sense, tie into another development that has really just happened in the last about month and a half, and that is a bit more of capital injections coming into majors, whether it's through financings, even some big bought deals. We are starting to see at least a little more money coming into the juniors. how does this all play into maybe a theme for next year, but also that, again, consolidation of some of the better companies in the sector?
Yes. I mean, so the money coming in hasn't been coming into the majors, and some of it has come into the mid-tiers, but a lot of the bigger companies are sort of getting the idea that, they don't want to go back to the equity markets for money right now, because it might not be there. So they're all about generating free cash flow to run their business and issue dividends. The money that's being raised, that's coming in and being injected into the sector, is mostly in the gold sector, mostly for explorers that are looking for precious metals, predominantly in stable jurisdictions. That's where a lot of the, let's say, 1.6 billion Canadian has gone into. You know, a lot of that, what is it, 15% or 20% was just Eric Sprott by himself. So we have seen that capital injection into the juniors, and we're still seeing it to this day with respect to investments. I mean, Silvercrest, the development company, the Silver Project Las Chispas in Mexico, raised about 90 million to help develop their project. The money is being raised, and now what we're going to see is more news flow on that next year that'll generate more interest from the retail sector, that's for sure.
Now, Joe, is it going to remain a very selective market in your eyes, where the higher grade, higher margin deposits that are in well-known jurisdictions are going to continue to outperform, while these other deposits, lower grade, lower margin, less well-known jurisdictions, they are going to continue to drastically lag?
I would say that, looking at the all-in sustaining cost with respect to, using that as a margin, I mean, it's good on a relative basis to look at that number. But, I mean, a lot of the acquisitions that we've seen, whether it's Detour, the Super Pit at KCGM, Red Lake, Los Filos, even Pogo, the margins are below the average margin for about the 40-plus companies that I put up in my graphic on the weekend in the letter.
All right, Joe, we need to take a break for the radio station's commercials, but you and I will be back in the next segment continuing to look ahead to 2020 in terms of metals investments on a broad sense. Everyone stick around. Joe and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are no indications of survivors.
The update from the Hawaiian island of Kauai on the tour helicopter that crashed Thursday. 7 people were on board, including the pilot. The remains of 6 have been found. Kauai Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Kanahu.
There are no indications of survivors. Anyone that is familiar with the Napali Coast knows that it can be clear in the morning, and with the trade winds that we do have, weather can roll in.
Shots rang out at a Colorado shopping mall, and one person is dead. Police in Aurora say they're looking for a gunman, but feel this was an isolated incident.
Did ask people to kind of shelter in place in the mall for a short time. We worked with conjunction mall management and mall security for that. And then once we felt certain and comfortable that this was isolated to the one location, we did lift that request.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Joe Mazumdar and I are continuing our conversation on the metal sector. Now, Joe, can you take us through some of the stocks that stood out to you this year, some of your holdings in the newsletter that were your best performers, please?
Sure. I mean, like the companies we're watching have done well. Have been like Radius, and that was an exploration discovery in Mexico on the Amalia project where they have a joint venture with Pan American. That's done well. And another exploration story that I bought in September is High Gold Mining, which is drilling this deposit up in this project up in Alaska. And it's very high grade and the continuity is spectacular. And so, but they still have a significant land package on this Johnson Tract deposit, that could grow through exploration. They've recently financed, like a lot of people, I guess, but, they've recently financed. So they will be drilling, next field season. And what I like about that, potential is there's a lot of underexplored area on the project, but also the stuff they've drilled and that's currently non-compliant, which is what they're trying to bring up to compliant, is very continuous. It's very thick and high grade, which I think is important with respect to getting taken out. The other ones that have done well, I mean, I would even put in Sandstorm with their ability to transact, you know, buying royalties on Fruta del Norte, you know, and they added a Unde royalty before, and they've got growth coming up with Hot Mon coming into production. And so that stock's done really well. And another one, actually, a big company that's made a discovery, who figures, was Pan American. So Pan American have their highest margin asset, which is a low sulfidation epithermal project called La Colorada in Mexico. And as they drill deeper, they hit a skarn body. So the skarn body is looking pretty good for them, and that was a discovery that they just made last year, and they've been drilling out, and they just declared a maiden resource. And so what they're doing right now is, you know, operating a small tonnage, low sulfidation epithermal vein system, precious metals, that's got, I believe, 10 million tons of reserves. But now they've just found this base metal mineralization in the skarn that's now, got at least, up to 70 million tons. And so that's a bit of a game changer for them on that asset. So that one's been another one that's been good. And also, one of our top picks was Trilogy Metals so if you like copper, which I do, this one's got this partnership with South 32, and they just announced this partnership last week with South 32, and which was one of the important catalysts when I made it a top pick. And the next catalyst will be the permit, the record of decision on the access road, which really opens up that mining district.
All right, some stories that did some good work this year and to keep an eye on for next year. Let's also talk about next year when it comes to the actual metals price. I've gotten a couple of emails from people saying, can you ask some of the guests what they think is going to truly drive precious metals next year, drive the price higher? And they don't want to hear some sort of an economic collapse or financial reset. It's been bombarded to metals investors time and time again, these same reasons. And I think, just judging by some of the emails that I'm getting, people are getting a little bit tired of hearing these reasons. So, Joe, what do you think is going to drive metals in 2020?
Yeah, with respect to the market as a whole, I had a colleague talk to me several weeks ago about, the mining sector and investing in it and how complicated it is, reading through technical reports, trying to understand the geopolitical risks of the jurisdiction they're in, permitting, all that detail, and reading their 1,000-page technical report and all that. And then he was saying, I could buy Microsoft, a very liquid, solvent company, and make 30 to 35%, So why bother? So that's really, that counter with respect to the mining sector, risk versus reward. How much work you have to do, the liquidity risk and all that versus investing in the general market. So if the market's not a place to put money, then do people start considering other equities and of mining companies that actually exploit and extract the metals that run the global economy? So is that going to change? Right now, we haven't seen that. We haven't seen the generalists go into the mining stocks to the level that we would hope. And part of that is that mining remains an unloved sort of sector, probably among the generalists. And maybe some of that's doing to this, when you get very liquid and you're attracting these big funds, they have all these, environmental, social, and corporate governance issues to deal with. And so you could be non-investable as a mining company because you might have an asset in a jurisdiction that, has issues that they don't, that makes it uninvestable. Or that you extract a commodity that they consider to be, problematic for the environment, like coal. And that could make you uninvestable. So as you grow in liquidity, grow to attract these kind of generalists, the other side of the coin is then your transparency on the ESG issues has to be much better, and then you will have to potentially, change your portfolio or change how you run the company to fit with their ESG governance issues, So it's a bit of a different way of looking at it once you get to be that big. With respect to gold coming forward, I think, we're still in an environment of very low real interest rates, and I don't know what's really going to change with that. I don't see the Fed cutting interest rates as many times as it did this year in 2020, unless something catastrophic happens with the global growth with respect to the trade tensions. So we're not going to have, I don't think, as much support there as we did last year. Unemployment rates are low, so there's no pressure for them to lower rates because of that. And also the inflation rate's not ridiculous, So there's not a lot of push on the interest rate side. With respect to, the economy in general, I'm not really sure. I mean, I think right now investors are waking up to the fact that real interest rate environment is low, and it's been low for a while, and there's nothing to suggest it's going to change. And so where do you go from here? We have seen a resurgence of investors investing in the gold ETFs, but, you know, we've also seen withdrawals in the equity ETFs like the GDX. And so will we see a return there? And then if we see a return there, then, you know, the money that's going into the F, can the mega mergers, the Newmonts and the Barricks and these other companies attract some of that money directly into equities? That would be the next step going forward, is to see more on the equity side, as gold is already, you know, getting between 1450, 1500. And we got to realize most of these companies, the majors, the investors in them really want for them to retain a $1,200 reserve price, which is, you know, $300, $250 less than the spot price. Why? Because they want to maintain some capital discipline in terms of the projects, make sure that they have, you know, quality tier one assets going into their portfolio, divesting the lower tier assets, which the mid-tiers are buying. But also to make sure that they don't do any dilutive M&A like they did in the last cycle. So they're still worried about that, just because the debacles of, you know, less than 5 years ago still resonate within most of these investors.
All right, Joe, we're going to wrap it up there. A lot to take in, but I really do think 2019 was constructive in the sense that the market, especially for precious metals, is finally moving forward. But again, there's still a lot of work to do to draw in more investors and also get some of these companies moving, well, consistently higher. Joe, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time this weekend. I know we didn't get to any of the other metals, but you and I will touch base on those in a few weeks when I have you back on the show. So, Joe, thanks for your time this weekend. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year coming up.
Great. Thank you very much, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took an oil well, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, and continuing on with the theme of looking ahead to 2020 and also recapping 2019, we are switching our focus to the energy sector with Joseph Schatcher. He is the founder and editor of the Schatcher Energy Report. Joseph, recap 2019 and the main stories that you saw that you remember as driving the energy markets, please.
My pleasure. I think the issue is, you know, given the stocks really haven't performed very well, given the issues of egress and the politics in Canada, the thing to note is that crude oil had a good year, up from, you know, the 50-52 area at the beginning of the year to over 60 near the end of the year, and a lot of that related to the fact that U.S. production started slowing down as the rig count started slowing down because of the tier one wells started having more problems, and that they were not getting as productive as the initial wells. Second, I think the other major issue of the year was the trade issue with the United States and China. Finally, it looks like there's a phase one deal, but it's a pretty nothing deal in my opinion. A little more agricultural sales, but nothing serious in terms of resolving the IT issues, which are very important. And then third, the Saudi Aramco deal. They wanted to sell 5% of the issue. In the end, they only sold 1.5%. They were trying to get a $2 trillion value. They came out at 1.7 trillion. And then in the aftermarket, given how oversold the issue was, and a lot of it was sold in the Middle East, a lot of it was sold to sovereign wealth funds, about a third of it went to individuals within Saudi Arabia, and that issue took off and did well. And so we've had a very nice bounce in the last month, where the price of oil has gone from 55 to 60 on the trade issue and also on the Saudi Aramco issue. And so we're finishing with a kind of a positive tone to the market. I think the big thing is out of this whole year is Saudi Arabia, which was a market share player and selling around 10 million or of the 100 million of demand, 10%, now have gone to becoming a price hawk, where they want to see prices rise, because they want to sell more shares of Saudi Aramco in the years ahead, and that means they want a successful stock issue. So they're going to be now focused on higher revenues for Saudi Aramco, higher cash flow, higher free cash flow, and the ability to pay more dividends over time, which would mean the stock price would do well, and then over time they could sell significant more amounts of stock to diversify their economy. So I think Saudi Arabia changing from a market share player to a price hawk is probably the most important story, and one that'll lead 2020 to be a much better year for the sector.
So, Joseph, I'm not by any means a hardcore manipulation guy, but do you find it suspicious, at least a little bit, that the oil price did run right ahead of that Saudi Aramco IPO?
Yeah, what they were doing was they were talking, they cut production in the month of November, in month of November by 151,000 BOEs a day to 9.85 million. And then they put through with OPEC that they're going to cut back another 500,000 for OPEC as the whole, with Saudi Arabia taking 400,000 off the market. So they really are pushing this price hawk issue. You know, they know that the economies of the world can't handle $100 oil, but if they can move it into the 60s and the, you know, now, maybe into the mid-60s, you know, mid part of 2020, and then into the 70s at the end of 2020, the markets and the economies can handle it, and that would be very favorable for what they're trying to do. If you remember, the high during 2019 was 66.60 for WTI, and that happened, I believe, in April. The high in 2018 was about 76.90, and that looks like that happened in the month of August. So you're looking at, you know, some pretty, that was in the month of September, sorry. So that was, you know, the highs that need to be breached. I think we'll breach the 66.60 sometime in Q3 or Q2, if we're lucky, of 2020. And the 76.90 might be something we'll see at the end of 2020. And if we do see that, that's going to provide a very, very good year for energy investors and energy service stock investors.
Okay, so you're seeing a constructive year ahead, and even a constructive couple years ahead. Before we get into maybe some of the stocks that you like for next year, can you share with us some of the stocks that did well in your newsletter that you recommended throughout 2019? I know it was a tough year for energy stocks in general, but there were still some that did well. Can you share those with us?
Yeah, what's interesting is the ones that did well were the oily names, of course, because of the better oil price, and the ones that we like did well that were also exploration stocks. So you had, you know, Cenovus doing well. You had, you know, CNQ do well. You know, you've had a number of names like that that did well. In the terms of the exploration stories, probably the best one was Touchstone Exploration. They announced a very nice discovery of natural gas onshore in Trinidad. They were mainly an oil player in Trinidad. They announced a very big discovery, which they're now in the process of hooking up and should be on in the first half of 2020. And then they also recently announced a nice oil discovery in deeper zones in Trinidad. So that was very positive. And then another one that did very well was Canacol. Canacol had some very big gas discoveries and brought a new pipeline on, which brought the production up to the northern part of Colombia, and that stock did very, very well. So there were individual stocks that did well, and you know, a lot of the names, especially the gassy names, still are in the doghouse because of the you know, the drill counts down, the low natural gas prices, the issue of egress. But I think there's some bargains in these in the energy natural gas focus stories, and of course in the service related area. We're beginning to see a pickup in the Canadian rig count, some more stability there, and then more activity. And I think that that's where you're going to see some very good gains in 2020.
All right. Now, looking ahead to 2020, you have shared some of the moves that you think could happen, but any stories, any developments that you're going to be watching closely, and more particularly, any companies that you think are set up either early on or just throughout next year to have a good year?
Well, I think to start off with, I'd be watching to see if OPEC really does keep that 500,000 barrels off, which Saudi Arabia, the 400. If that's the case, then you're going to see much firmer oil prices. The second thing is I think we're beginning to see the commodity board wake up. Not only, you know, we've seen precious metals, gold do well, and palladium's been probably the star of all of the precious metals, but I think we're beginning to see if the U.S. does this trade deal, the grains will take off, the base metals will take off, and so we haven't had a commodity cycle since 2014. I think we're going to be seeing a commodity cycle. So I'm not an expert in the precious metals, base metals, forest products, etc., but I think that people should be looking at that area for some great opportunities now that if we get the commodity board waking up. In the energy sector, I'd be watching this natural gas side and looking at all the names that would be beneficiaries of more takeaway, more demand, and I'd go, you know, everything from, you know, Tourmaline to Birchcliff to Painted Pony. There's just so many names that will benefit from that. And then on the oil side, I think, you know, you've got to keep an eye out for the companies that will be, you know, benefiting there. And, you know, in the big caps, you're going to be looking at Suncor, Cenovus, Crescent Point. And then in the service sector, I'd be watching everything from the frackers, which would be Trican and Step, to the drillers, which would be Precision, names like Total Energy, names like Essential Energy, which is the coil tubing. And I think there's lots of potential right across the board in the service sector, CES in terms of the fluids. So I think investors should just be looking right across the board. We cover them in our research, so people can, you know, who could go to and see some free research on our website or become subscribers, and we do have lots of information out there. And I'm beginning to like the whole sector. We've had a bit of a bounce here. I wouldn't chase things immediately. We didn't get much from tax loss selling because of what happened with OPEC and then also the trade deal. But I think in January, February, there might be some time where there's a pullback. I would take advantage of pullbacks in the future. I'm a total bull, but I think, you don't want to buy them when everything's effervescent. You want to buy them when there's a bit of a correction. So I'd be waiting for the next bit of a correction and then taking advantage of any weakness to buy the names you want for the next few years. And I think many of these stocks have upside of doubles, triples, maybe more than that. And again, people should just look at the charts of, go to long-term charts and pull out how companies did in that 2002 to 2008 bull market or others in the past, and they'll see that there's lots of upside, and it's just a matter of finding the right entry points and then being patient.
All right, Joseph, we're going to wrap it up there. I hope you have a great holiday season, a very happy new year. I look forward to continuing to chat with you and cover the energy sector in 2020. Joseph, thanks for your time today. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. As always, keep all the emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. I hope everybody has a very happy new year.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.